with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're celebrating kicking off the summer with Memorial Day. Bob, we've got a special guest on the line.
Yeah, not only are we in the studio, but we don't have the drills and hammers going today, which killed last week's show.
Right.
I mean, it was like a hammer drill for an hour. I think they wait till we come on air and just start. So thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out all of the great stuff we've built for you. One of the things that we're really big on is supporting our military, and being Memorial Weekend, we have a very good friend who's a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, and I'm proud to call him friend, and it is Colonel Denny Gillum from Front Lines of Freedom on the live line right now. Colonel, how are you?
Bob, glad to join you, pal.
I'm sorry that I'm not at Fort Bragg this weekend. Love the All-American Day, but you did take a little trip that is kind of perfect for Memorial Day.
Yeah, I'm just ending my 55th reunion with my West Point classmates.
Wow, that's got to be just the greatest.
It was the greatest, but some of those guys have gotten old.
Only half of them.
How many guys were there, Denny? I mean, out of your class that you had, approximately how many guys make it back like that?
There were about 120 guys there out of a class of 565.
Still great, though. 55 years. Wow.
Yeah, considering you graduate from there and go to Vietnam or somewhere.
Right.
You're going to thin out the herd right out of the chute, unfortunately.
Well, that's why Memorial Day fits in, right?
Right. Yeah, so give us your take on it.
Well, Memorial Day there's really three major days in our national calendar when we respect people who served our military. Armed Forces Day, which was last Saturday, is when we honor those who are still wearing the uniform. Active Guard, Reserve, Armed Forces Day, third Saturday in May. Veterans Day, which we all know about, is the 11th of November. That's when we honor those people like me who have served, and you, Bob, who have served but aren't serving anymore. We're veterans. And then there's Memorial Day, and that's when we recognize, think about those who are no longer with us, who did serve but are not with us. It's the one day that it's really sort of awkward to say have a happy Memorial Day when what we're doing is thinking about those who are no longer with us. But it's the day that that we give real consideration to the fact that a lot of people, men and women, have served our nation. Some of them died on active duty. Some of them died later. But this is the day that we decorate their graves and or we go to their grave sites and decorate them or go to parades.
Right.
It's a day that I would challenge everyone to have a family, at least moment, when you educate your children, when you build a family culture of remembering and honoring those who have paid the price for the freedom we enjoy. If everybody would do that, I think our country would be stronger.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, Colonel. And I didn't have the pleasure of serving, but my father did. And he is one of those that we commemorate on this Memorial Day because it's interesting, just in my own family, and I assume that a lot of others are like this, is that my dad didn't like to talk a lot about what happened while he was in the service. You could tell he was very proud of it, but he was also,
happy it was done.
Well, he was very private about it, though. It wasn't something that he boasted about ever. It was something that he was proud that he did, but when it was done, it was kind of a chapter in his life that was done. I don't know why that is, but I wasn't there. So I
think
can't
World
explain
War
it.
II had that effect on most
which is
guys.
Where he was.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
So I get that. I've been to Normandy. Denny's probably been there. And we've all watched the movies. If you if you think about the horrors those people saw, they don't want to talk about it.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, my father-in-law served, and he's like that too. So, yeah, and there are many who have served since then who just prefer not to talk about it, and that's their right.
Correct.
But it's never inappropriate to tell an active serving or veteran, thank you for your service. That's never inappropriate.
Always. Always appropriate.
The impressive thing is it's become a lot more common than it used to be, and I think I give some of the credit of that to G. Gordon Liddy, because he did that on his nationally syndicated radio show for years. He thanked everybody who was a veteran who called in. He made that a point, and I saw that kind of taking off more a little bit, and I don't know what you think about that or if you used to listen to G. Gordon Liddy, but that was kind of a cool thing, a distinct memory I have of that show, and it was a, you know, 300-400 stations around the country, and I like that when people pick up that mantra.
Yeah, I agree, and I like to say that the change is something that the Vietnam generation brought to where we're now honoring all veterans, those serving. And by the way, week before last was National Police Week, honoring police and fire every day. It's not a bad idea either.
Right.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Those who serve others selflessly, that's what this is all about. And
put their lives on the line doing it. Yes.
Right, yep, and put their lives on the line doing it.
Now, didn't Memorial Day start after the end of World War I?
Yes. It was the day that we celebrated the end of World War I. Well, actually, it really started at the end of the Civil War.
Right, actually, you're right.
But different states celebrated at different times. It was after World War I that Congress got involved and made it a national day. And technically, it's the 30th of May, but then Congress changed it again to the last Monday so we could have a three-day weekend.
If I'm not mistaken, after the Civil War, the first act was freed slaves and Northern black folks that actually kind of picked that up. Is that the way it went?
Well, it's a thing of every state did their thing.
Mm.
The southern states honored the Confederate dead. Some northern states did one thing. I mean, when they started exactly and exactly
right.
How they manifested it, what days they did it on, was a very mixed thing.
Probably a lot of people thinking the origins came from them. You can the same thing applies to barbecue, to make a little segue to barbecue. A lot of people claim that barbecue started with their people. You know, you go to North and South Carolina, which I'm headed into right now, and they swear barbecue started there. You can go all the way back to Jewish rabbis doing sacrifices, and they say the original barbecue was from eating the sacrificed lamb after a ritual. So everybody wants to take – you want to take a swipe at that?
No. As long as you guys keep making that good barbecue, I'm going to keep eating it. I don't care where it all started.
Okay. Well, Colonel Gillum, safe travels back, brother. And thanks so much for, again, inviting me to the Armed Forces Thanksgiving. That was a wonderful event. I had such a great time meeting the astronaut that you brought in for a speaker. And Colonel Gillum has a show called Frontlines of Freedom. And I know in West Michigan you're on right after us on Wood Radio. How about Northern Michigan?
They have to go to the website. We're on too many stations for me to know what time.
What a good problem to have.
Yeah,
it is a good problem. Frontlinesoffreedom.com.
Are you in Atlantic City at all?
I don't know. it's a moving. We're not the last count was somewhere between 180 and 200 stations nationwide, and I have a photographic memory, but I just don't have same day service.
Yeah.
Okay, Colonel Denny Gillum, Frontlines of Freedom, good friend of the show, personal friend. We appreciate your giving us a little bit of your time today.
God bless you guys.
All right, too.
Thank you. Coming up next, I don't even want to say it, but we're going to get an atomic turd from a spatchbox. spatchcocked bird. Stick with us. We'll be back.